Your home for the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
The key message from my talk is that we can change from being scared and running our lives with the brakes on to being confident and taking action to achieve the success we want.
What about momentum? Some people say they have it and they like it. Some people say it doesn't have anything to do with racing. But if there is something about momentum, you've got it right now. You won the All-Star, you won at Charlotte, and now you back it up just a couple weeks later here in Pocono.
Yeah, we definitely have it. The fans gave it to us in the All-Star race. They gave us that boost. And from there, this team, everybody at Gillette, Evernham, Budweiser, Allstate, everybody that supports this team has done it and gave us exactly what we need. And the momentum and the confidence has definitely paid off in the last month.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. Along with Tom Glitherow, I'm Steve Mortland. We're still efforting to get a hold of Kelly Hart because he's just so busy and just got so much. He's probably out painting the walls at Evergreen Speedway.
How about Yakima Speedway?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Yakima's probably
going
to be...
Maybe the line is down going over the mountains. The string broken.
Yeah, the snow load was just more than it could handle. Hey, a couple things I wanted to do before we get Kelly on the line. First of all, congratulations are in order to the former co-hosts of this show, Carla Heath and Galen Stewart, who are now Carla and Galen Stewart. They got married just right before, or right at the day after Thanksgiving on their cruise down to Mexico. So congratulations to Carla and Galen. And let's see, I had mentioned at the start of the show about how this radio station is going to take racing to a whole new level in 2009. We're going to have expanded NASCAR coverage. We're also going to have expanded Indy Racing League coverage, also expanded coverage here on North Sound Racing as well. We're going to be out doing a whole lot more live stuff, I hope, in 2009. And if you're interested in getting on the advertising package, because quite honestly, it's about the only thing that we have that sells out every year is the racing advertising package. You can get a hold of Malene Thompson here at North Sound 1380. Her number is 425-304-1381, and Malene will be happy to accommodate you, because if you want to get heard, especially with the plans that this station has coming up in 2009, now would be a good time to get the rates locked in. So, again, get a hold of Malene Thompson. She's the general sales manager here at North Sound 1380 at 425-304-1381. And again, this reminder will be at the Daytona 500 party at the Cactus Moon coming up on February 15th. Check out NorthSound1380.com and NorthSoundRacing.com for details. So you ready to talk to Kelly?
You bet.
All right, let's bring him on. Good friend of the show since we turned the microphones on to this project a little over 4 years ago. Kelly Hart joins us as we're going to spend a few minutes with him before we play our Bob Fox interview from last year. Kelly, now the assistant general manager at Yakima Speedway. How are you tonight, buddy?
How about you?
I am well. I am well.
It's been a good show so far.
Hey, thanks. It's coming through okay, all right?
Oh, absolutely. Clear as a bell. I'm listening to you here in my room at in Yakima.
So, nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, old Miniger, he just, man, we could have done, you could have just turned the microphones on and walked away for a couple hours and come back and he'd still be on.
Is there any wonder why that Rocky Mountain Challenge Series is so successful?
Oh, I know.
I mean, he's a firm believer in his convictions.
Mm-hmm.
The shows are amazing from what I've been told, and, I kind of looking forward to getting to see one someday.
Yeah, so, let's take a weekend off. Go over there.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure the bosses would let me do that, but it'd sure be worth it, wouldn't it?
Just yeah,
to,
it would.
To see everything that I think a lot of us believe but can't quite pull the trigger on.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you, Kelly, if you brought in a 20-car invert to Yakima Speedway along with everything else you had, how new do you think that rope would be that they'd be hanging you with?
Oh, they'd lynch me in a hurry. You've been to Yakima more than one time. In fact, you promoted here. For a while, and you kind of know that it's hard to change the culture at a racetrack. That's the biggest problem, is changing the culture at a racetrack. And wherever it went to where, you know, inverts got smaller and smaller and smaller, I think took our sport the wrong direction, personally. So, you know, I'm a big fan of fully inverted fields. I know that not everybody agrees with me, particularly car owners and drivers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put the vote up to the fans, I assure you it would be much larger than the margin that we just elected a new president by.
Good point. Hey, Kelly, let's spend a few minutes talking about an incident that happened over at Yakima Speedway right before Christmas. It was well put out on Racing West, and Scott Whitmore did a couple of nice stories about it. But just kind of encapsulate what happened to a couple whose residence they lived at the Speedway. They're kind of the off-season and race season caretakers of the place, but kind of tell us what happened.
Well, on the morning of December 19th, a fire swept through the home of Stan Blaine and his wife, Carol, and they are the Yakima Speedway groundskeepers. We had a mobile home on the track property that they lived in, and, of course, they were keeping care, making sure, you know, nobody broke in during the winter and kept care of the grounds, basically. They were our carekeepers out there. Well, their house burned to the ground and everything in it as well. And in the past month or so, we can't say enough about the racing community, how well they've donated and helped Stan and Carol out. There have been numerous donations to them, actual physical donations like food and clothes and housing items, as well as cash donations. We've got a fund set up in the name at U.S. Bank in Yakima. It's actually the Stan Blaine Yak Speedway Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it's not Yakima Speedway is that you can only use so many characters, and we had to make sure Stan's name was in there as well. So it's Stan Blaine Yak Speedway, and you can give cash, go to any U.S. bank or go online to U.S. Bank and donate to that fund there. Or if you're in the area, Steve and Diane Castle, along with their son Reese, they're racers at the track, have been involved at the track for years and years. They're kind of spearheading the collection effort. They've allowed the community to use their home as a place where you can take donations, and they've just been wonderful to work for. And I can't say enough about this racing community and how they've responded. I mean, it was 5 days before Christmas, and people were ponying up. I mean, you know, usually we're calling kind of in that let's take care of ourselves mode on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
But that was not the case here with the racing community, and we're very happy to say today that Stan and Carol are living with Stan's father and being taken care of there. We're still looking for a permanent place for them, obviously, and any donations we can continue to dredge up are more than welcome to help them get back on their feet.
Good. And again, explain where donations can be made, because, you know, even though they're safe, they're okay, and a lot of people have been helping, there's sure more that could be done. So,
yeah, I'm going to give you a big plug. Our website is yakimaspeedway.us,
mm-hmm.
and right on the front page, the very first news story is talking about their fire. And inside that story, it's about three paragraphs, maybe 12 sentences long. It's actually got where to take the donations to at Steve and Diane Castle's home,
mm-hmm.
As well as the name of the fund at U.S. Bank is on there as well, Stan Blaine Yak Speedway. And Stan spells his name B-L-A-I-N-E.
Okay, well, very well done. Good job over there. You're going to have a good time over at Yakima Speedway this season, my friend. And as always, you know we'll be you know what you'll be doing on Thursday nights, right?
I'll be locked in right here on the radio listening
good man.
To you guys via long distance. It's a little tough commute, but I can always do something via phone or online. And now that you got Glithero with you,
uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
So remember, I have blackmail stuff on you, so just be real calm.
Oh, yeah, I'll be really nice. Trust me.
Thank you.
And one more thing before we cut you loose. Briefly, tell us about the RPM conference in Reno. You went down, and your thoughts.
Actually, I didn't get to go to RPM this year. I'm kind of the new kid on the block, and we had really put all our eggs in the WARPA basket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that we go next year to RPM for sure, but primarily just, you know, you went to WARPA, and I know that you and I feel the same way about this. This was one of the best WARPA conferences, if not the best WARPA conference ever.
Oh, it was awesome.
A lot of great communication between racetracks, traveling race series, suppliers, very open conversation. People were not doing the let's hide everything and not tell anybody how we're doing stuff. Instead, it was a, hey, let's all work together and make 2009 as good as possible. I just thought the lines of communication were so much more open this mm-hmm. year than I had ever felt. And, of course, hooking up with old friends, seeing people you haven't seen in a long, long time was, you know, worth the trip for me, for sure. Because that's, you know, you only get to bond with them sometimes one time a year, so you got to make the most of it.
Yeah, it was very cool. Well, keep your phone handy, my friend. You know how we roll.
Oh, yeah, and you know where to find me, so call anytime. We got lots to talk about at Yakima Speedway.
Yes, we do. Thanks a lot, Kelly. Appreciate your time as always, my friend.
You're welcome. See you guys.
Thanks
good luck, Kelly.
That was Kelly Hart, the assistant general manager at Yakima Speedway. So we will, as always, thank him. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll probably join In Progress, our interview with Bob Fox from last year, the legendary Bob Fox here on North Sound Racing. Stick with us.